I'm almost like a sonar in a submarine where I send out pings. And I just ping things. Ping the world, ping this. I stand before God, go in the desert for 40 days and talk to God. And I just, a lot of pings. And then I draw a map and I walk it. And if God sees that it's going the wrong way, he then has the right to veto it. He makes the change. But if I set my heart on a certain way and my ship's already sailed, even what God says won't make a difference.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. In our ever-changing world, people are divided. Confusion is growing. You get two entirely different stories on the news, depending which channel you're tuned to. So how do you know what to believe? Well, today, Pastor Wayne will show us how to be discerning by looking at the world through the lens of God's Word, the Bible. Here he is with a message entitled, How to Think About the World.
Today we're going to talk about thinking differently. Think differently about the world. Be thinking about money, thinking about family, thinking about ourselves. But the Bible talks about renewing our minds and having the mind of Christ. And that takes a lifetime to transfer. Today we want to talk about the world, and it's a critical thing because we're surrounded by the world. Our kids go to school in the world. We go to work in the world. Our friends are in the world. Everything's in the world. How do we think about the world? It's going to be a very crucial aspect of our faith. How do we think about the world? Today, we might need to learn to think differently. First, the story of this guy who dies and comes to heaven. He's standing before St. Peter at the pearly gates. And St. Peter says, well, do you go to church? He says, well, no, not really. Do you love God? Yeah, I love God. St. Peter says, have you done anything of great merit that would allow you to come into the heavenly gates? He said, well, you know, recently there was a gang of bikers harassing a young lady. And she was crying. So I walked up boldly to the biggest, most tattooed guy, ripped out his nose ring, punched him in the head, pushed over his bike. And I said to him, you leave her alone or you're going to deal with me. St. Peter said, whoa, that was courageous and risky. Yep. When did that happen? He said, just before I got here. He needs to think differently about the world. Well, how do you think about the world? It's a pretty confusing topic, I'd have to admit. How many of you read the Bible and sometimes you get more confused than you are straightened out? Yeah. Because I look at it, and on one hand, it says, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed. Okay, world is bad. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. Okay, world bad. Bad. Got that. Anyone who makes himself a friend with the world is an enemy of God. Okay, world bad. Bad. The whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Bad. And then I read a little further. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Good? God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world would be saved. You're changing your mind now. Go ye into all the world and make disciples of all nations. I am confused. What do we think about the world? How many of you get confused when the Bible says certain things? Raise your hand, would you? God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Because I don't want to be the only one that gets confused sometimes by the Bible. A story about this Deacon Jones, that whenever the preacher would preach, he'd immediately, like clockwork, fall asleep. As soon as the preacher would say, open your Bibles to, clunk, he'd go into a cat nap. And so one Sunday, the preacher decided to play a trick on Deacon Jones, that's a chronic sleeper. And so he said, open your Bibles, let's turn to, and sure enough, Deacon Jones put his head down, he went fast asleep. And so the preacher just allowed him to stay in that coma for a while to make sure he was asleep. And then the trick, and he said softly, everybody that would like to go to heaven, quietly stand up. So everyone stood up. Good, now you may sit down. And then in a loud voice, he said, anybody want to go to hell? Stand up right now. And startled, Deacon Jones stands up and everyone's laughing at him. And he looks around and he says, I don't know what we voted for, Pastor, but from the looks of it, you and I are the only ones in favor. We can be confused. confused and even more confused. But the scripture is saying to love not the world. And then he says, for God so loved the world. It's not a contradiction at all. What the Bible is saying, love the people. It's not the people, it's the practices of the world. Love not the perspective of the world. Don't get caught up in the viewpoint of the world. Don't get caught up and pulled into the thinking of the world. Don't get sucked into, even though your friends are pulling you in, don't get caught up in the reasoning of the world, the spirit of the world. He's not saying hate the people of the world, because that's the reason God came to the world, to save the people. Listen, we are called to be in the world, but not of the world. And that's a distinction that's not always easy to make. Now, on one hand, it can get really confusing because we throw people into the same bucket as bad practices, bad thinking, bad reasoning, bad conclusions, bad spirit, bad motivation, bad morality. So we throw people into that. Well, if their reasoning's bad, they must be bad. Not necessarily. Practices are bad, people are bad. Reasoning's bad, spirit is bad, people are bad. But the Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. For the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And so it's hard to distinguish between the people and their practices. I mean, they're almost all together. So it's easier just to clump them together and say, stay away from them all. And that's where bigotry comes in. That's where people become a little holier than thou, because we're not able to distinguish the practices and reasoning that's under the power of Satan and the people that have gotten caught up in that. Because there, by the grace of God, go you or I. We can get caught up in that stuff, can't we? And so to take them apart, discern the two, is not an easy thing. Then we have in the world today stuff that's like technology that makes it even more difficult. They will take celebrities and even pastors and make them sound like bad people. And we all believe it. I mean, I saw an ad on YouTube for this. You know James Dobson, Focus on the Family. And I see this, James Dobson's Fox News, CBD cured me and can save American life. Maybe, maybe not. But I thought, are you really pushing CBD oil? Come to find out that's a total fake. That's an AI fake. But billions of dollars have been scammed. They've used Oprah Winfrey. They've used all kinds of Pierce Morgan. They've used all of these different celebrities. And now even Elon Musk. Let's take a look at one lady that got scammed over $10,000 because AI mixed up people and their practices. Listen to this. This is crazy.
Deepfake videos impersonating, in this case, like the one you see here, Elon Musk, have become one of the most noticeable online threats of late. But in recent months, it's been thousands of AI-powered deepfake videos that have surfaced, leading to billions of dollars in fraud.
Yeah, because it can be hard to tell the difference. Tonight, iTeam reporter Brian New brings you a warning and an in-depth inside look at the technology that is now fueling a new wave of scams.
Hello, my name is Elon Musk. Today I would like to introduce you to quantum AI.
I saw it on Facebook, and then I saw it on TikTok.
Do you want to earn from $5,000 a month?
And then I thought, well, you know, this might be a real thing.
Heidi Swan, a 62-year-old healthcare worker, thought she was making a smart investment, because who better, she thought, to take financial advice from than one of the richest people in the world.
So did it look like Elon Musk?
Looked just like Elon Musk, sounded just like Elon Musk, and I thought it was him.
And so Swan contacted the company behind the pitch and opened an account for more than $10,000.
You thought you were investing in cryptocurrency.
Right.
But Swan had been scammed. Her money vanished, taken by a new wave of high-tech thieves who are using artificial intelligence to turn real videos into fakes and make fake videos look real.
Don't miss this incredible opportunity to change your life and help others in the process.
And there are thousands of them now on the internet. And they look real. Be very careful. Because pretty soon, you too will get scammed. And not millions, but billions of dollars have been scammed. So we have to be very discerning. I wouldn't have to say this to churches 20 years ago. But you are people of the last days. And the amount of wisdom that's necessary is going to be increasingly more. The discernment, the direction that you and I must have in these last days. Now, the book of 2 Timothy warns us, and it says this, and you'll see it on the screen. Evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse. Here it is, deceiving and being deceived. Remember, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one, and he is the father of lies. And you're going to see it even more refined in these days. You can't, I mean, everything. Now, here's the crazy thing. When I say it, the devil's behind all of this, here's what I'm saying. Listen carefully. These ads are not there to try and get you to not believe what is fake. The bottom line of all of this is to get people to not believe anything. So that pretty soon, you don't believe anything. You don't trust anything. You don't depend on anything. And when you quit believing, then it becomes a people who lose their faith. Because you don't believe in God. I don't believe in anything anymore. I can't trust anybody anymore. I see everything going. You understand? The enemy is grooming you towards disbelief. But we as God's people must say, no, we can't allow that to happen. Well, so how do you tell all of this apart? How do you make sure that you're doing right? I want to give you these ways. Are you ready? Write these down. They're in your notes. Number one, how do you tell these fakes apart and keep your faith strong? Number one, make two intentional connections. Two intentional connections. Number one, in these last days, make connections with trustworthy people. People whom you know live the principles of God and have lived them. They don't cut corners. They don't live in the shadows. They don't lie or tell half-truths. They do the best they can. Sure, we stub toes and we make mistakes, but those are unintentional. The worst thing an honest person can do is make an honest mistake. Those things like, doesn't bother me at all. But I watch and I see how people think, their inner conversations. How do they process things? Their biases that they throw into, selfishness, fear, all kinds of other ingredients, and they mix it up. And when you drink it, no wonder it's sour, because the way that they're processing it is filled with personal grudges and offenses and past mistakes and hatred and fears. It's like, why do you mix all of that in? Of course it's going to be a stinky mixture. So I make sure I hang around with some pretty trustworthy people. The scripture says it this way, be not deceived, bad company corrupts what? Bad company corrupts what? Good morals. You can have good morals taught to you by the Bible and church and then go to school and it'll get corrupted. You must be wise. Choose friends wisely. I choose friends and I fire friends. Really, if a friend does not usher you towards God's best, fire them. And the sooner the better. Because they will take you down, all well-intentioned. But a lot of times people love you only like a farmer loves his cow. If you give him milk, he loves you. If you don't, he shoots you and eats you. You want to make sure that the friends that you have usher you to Jesus and God's best. If they don't, they're not a trustworthy friend. I will travel miles, I mean hundreds of miles at times to spend time with people that I know around the U.S. on my dime. And I just go there and spend 3 days with them, call them up, can I just hang out with you? Because I want to see how they think about things, the church, about the future, about things going on in the world, and I just hang around with them. Often they're older than I am, they're wise in years, and I just talk to them, listen to them, go the next day, have lunch with them, fly back the third day. Because that gives me 6 months to process all the things that they've told me. Often we choose friends only by convenience. We play the same sport, we do this, we do that, and they're not the best, but we hang out with them anyway. It's like, choose friends wisely. Jesus didn't end up with 12. He chose the 12. And so must we. Now you say, what about friends that aren't the best? Well, know that there's a difference between ministry and fellowship. Ministry and fellowship. I hang around people who have some flat spots, of course. We all have friends like that. But there's a difference. See, fellowship is with someone who is trustworthy, and I allow them to speak into my heart, and I can speak into their heart. There's a free exchange, a free flow. I allow them to influence me, and they allow me to influence them. But we both have God's best at heart. But when it comes to someone over here that doesn't have God's best at heart, do I just cut them off? No, no, no. I still am with them, but I don't fellowship with them. It is fellowship here. It is ministry here, which means I will minister to them, but I won't let them change my principles and foundations and tenets of my faith. It's almost a one-way street. Jeremiah 15:9 says that. If you'll repent, then before me you shall stand, saith the Lord. And if you'll learn to extract that which is precious from that which is worthless, you shall become my spokesman. Now you, they for on their part may turn to you, but you on your part must not turn to them. You see the ministry part? They can turn to you, but you on your part must not turn to them. You're a spokesman of God. So there's people I have fellowship with, and I love that. There's others I have ministry with. And I make sure they don't influence you. If anyone is influencing you and you're allowing that, you're dumb. Don't do that. Yeah, you are. Sorry. You're dumb. Don't let them do that, because it's going to degrade you and devolve you and dissolve your faith until one day you look back and you say, oh man, why did I do that? It never ends well. It just never does. Listen to what the scripture says. Whoever walks with wise men will become wise, but the companion of fools will what? Yeah, read that out. Go, whoever walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will what? Yeah, see, that's dumb if you're going to suffer harm. I don't want to do that. Scripture says it this way, a wise man sees the end and protects himself, but a fool simply proceeds and pays the penalty. In other words, if I see that this is not going to end up good, I don't proceed. I pull back. I fire him. I get out of there. Foolish man says, well, I'm already vested, and so I might as well. No, you're going to end up suffering. It's going to be bad for your family. It doesn't end up right. If there's a relationship that you, here's what I call it, fast forwarding. I often fast forward the tape. Remember the cassette tapes you could hit fast forward, and zzz, it goes fast forward. Well, in life, there's times I start a relationship or a business or some kind of contract of any kind, whatever it might be, and I fast forward the tape. When I'm in bed, I just think, okay, if I do this and if I go into this, this is going to be the responsibilities, it's going to be the time requirements, and I just keep fast forwarding the tape. You're in an emotional relationship with a girl or a guy, and it's not right, but you're just pull that way. How's it going to end up? Well, you're going to get a divorce with your current wife. Your kids are going to think you're weird. This is going to happen. No. So I don't want that. So what I do then is I rewind the tape and say, done. Steadfast. I fast forward tapes all the time in my mind. I'm almost like a sonar in a submarine where I send out pings and I just ping things. Ping the world, ping this. I talk to advisors, consultants. I stand before God, go in the desert for 40 days and talk to God. And I just, a lot of pings. And then I draw a map. This is the way. And I walk it. And if God sees that it's going the wrong way, he then has the right to veto it. He makes the change. But if I set my heart on a certain way, my ship's already sailed, even what God says won't make a difference. So take that time. Make sure that you're hanging out with trustworthy friends, number one. The second is make a connection, intentional connection with the Word of God.
That's where we'll have to leave off for today, but we'll pick it up right there at the same time tomorrow in the conclusion of a message entitled How to Think About the World by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope West in Eugene, Oregon. Please join us at that time. And until then, remember what Pastor Wayne said.
Jeremiah 15:9 says that. If you'll repent, then before me you shall stand, saith the Lord. And if you'll learn to extract that which is precious from that which is worthless, you shall become my spokesman. Now you, they for on their part may turn to you, but you on your part must not turn to them. You see the ministry part? They can turn to you, but you on your part must not turn to them. You're a spokesman of God.
For Pastor Wayne and all the family at New Hope, thank you for listening. We leave you now with a song from the New Hope Singers, Greater Together.
Kulia Christian Academy, a ministry of New Hope Oahu, is a preschool program for students ages 2 through junior kindergarten and is fully accredited by ACSI. The school is conveniently located off Nimitz Highway on Sand Island Access Road. KCA provides a safe, nurturing, Christ-centered environment. Its experienced staff focus on the independent growth of each student. For more information, to schedule a tour, or to apply, please visit the school's website at kuliachristian.org.